Kristen Shaughnessy, hello.
Good afternoon, or good morning.
Good morning. Welcome to Labors for Neighbors, a show about labors and work and jobs and how they manifest themselves in the community. You have done that more evidently than some because of your job as anchor and reporter for New York One. Is that your main, is that the main way that people know you famously nowadays in New York City?
I think so. Not famous by any means, but you know, I think just because we meet so many people out in the community, which is really what I love so much about this job, is just telling people stories, and stories sometimes that you wouldn't necessarily hear. So I think that's important.
Who is your earliest work hero that pops into your head?
Interesting. I mean, I modeled my parents' work ethic. They were both very hard workers. My mom was a teacher and my dad was an athletic director and a football coach. And they just, you know, they poured everything they had into their kids. So I use that as my model going forward. We actually grew up without a television in my home. So it was a lot of books and reading and, you know, just listening to radio and trying to figure out whose style you liked. And I always wanted the style where I couldn't tell where someone stood on an issue. Because I think you're just supposed to present the facts. You're not supposed to tell people how to feel. You're supposed to give them the information so they can decide how they feel about a situation.
I bet you liked Johnny Carson growing up.
I love Johnny Carson.
Because you never knew where he stood. You never knew where he stood.
Right. And my grandmother watched him faithfully every night. So
when did you first get the reporting or anchoring bug?
I think it was around 11 or 12, actually. Because when I used to go to friends' houses, I was a very easy house guest because all I wanted to do, since I didn't have a TV, was watch TV. And I was always drawn to the news because I would always read newspapers every morning. And so that always fascinated me. And I wanted to tell people stories.
And did you listen more to radio? I mean, were you attracted more to radio or more to TV?
I think radio. You know, I grew up reading newspapers and listening to the radio. And I started out in radio. And I still, to this day, I will say radio reporters are such good writers because they have to paint mental imagery with their words because there are no pictures to rely on. You know, on TV, we can fall back on some video that can tell the story for us. But in radio, you have to really paint that picture with your words.
The reason that I know you and that you know me is that you helped out with the New York City Rescue Mission. You volunteered there. You you interviewed our executive director, Jim Varnhagen, at least twice, maybe thrice, and maybe other folks as well. How did you know about the New York City Rescue Mission? Was that handed to you or did you somehow know about it? And that begs the question, to what extent do you pull your own material into your interview segments?
Oh, that's interesting. I mean, I had heard, obviously, because it does such great work. So I had heard about it. I've always sort of volunteered in whatever community I'm in. And then it was just interesting. So I think I've spent a couple Thanksgivings with you and did some stories. And it was just nice. It's nice to promote good things that people are doing to help others. I think that's important because there is so much bad news out there, which, you know, needs to be told too. But we also need to highlight the good things that people are doing.
To what extent are you handed projects and subjects or versus you soliciting them yourself?
Yeah, I mean, you know, right now I'm doing acts of kindness and I come up with all of them. You know, people will write to me and tell me, but it's not anybody handing me and saying, here you go, do this one. It's, you know, I have to come up with all of those on my own.
When did I didn't know about it because I don't have New York One.
Right.
I didn't know about the acts of kindness. When did you start that, COVID season?
I did. I went to the woman in charge and I said, listen, you know, after September 11th, I was down there when the first tower came down. I was live on the air and I covered the fire department after that. And that was a story that needed to be told. We needed to pay tribute to all those we lost and to highlight the work that they did and the lives that they led. So I spoke with a lot of the families. I also knew there was a lot of kindness that was happening that was sort of going unmentioned. You would see just these incredible acts that people were doing and just trying to kind of find our new way after September 11th. And I knew this would sort of be a similar thing. So I proposed doing this acts of kindness and It was approved, and today is actually number 50 that we're doing. So,
tell me again, I missed it. You probably just said, when did you start the Acts of Kindness?
I actually started on St. Patrick's Day.
This year?
Yes. Yeah.
Ooh. Yeah. Because, again, the 9/11, that begs the question, there's a fine line here, but to what extent did you solicit that segment, and to what extent were you leaned on to do it?
Oh, no, I came up with it. I actually wrote a proposal for it, and I just thought it was something that we would need. I think when we're hit with all this terrible news and people dealing with death and sickness and illness and financial worries and all of that, you need to hear some good news. And so I thought this would probably be the perfect time to start something like that. So I proposed it, and thankfully they liked it.
But it does beg the question, New York One, in my mind, because of my experience with you and other New York One reporters and anchors, I think of New York One as being kind of sort of wholesome, at least edifying. Mm-hmm. To what extent is that true, and what's the origin story of that?
Yeah, I think, you know, New York One is different because we have a 24-hour platform, so we are able to tell more stories. So we don't just have 22 minutes, you know, a half hour to just tell the day stories, which are typically, you know, not always the nicest stories to tell, but they need right. to be told. So we have more time. So we can flush out a story. We can tell stories that affect a specific community. And we can also tell stories of just kind things that people are doing.
And so I'm guessing that they knew that in advance. If you're smart and you know you have 24 hours to fill up, you know that you have to go a little bit more positive than the other stations, other networks.
You just have more time. So I think, you know, I think probably the biggest complaint about news has always been that it's so negative. It's, you know, if it bleeds, it leads. You know, we've heard all of that through the years. And, you know, I think it can serve a service the other way too, because it gives people, if you tell them about certain things that are happening, I remember when New York Cares first came on, we had them as a weekend guest. I had met Gary Bagley, and I was like, why don't you come on as a guest? And they were having trouble kind of filling their volunteer slots. And then now they fill up like crazy. We did a spot, and not saying that's what it was, but it was exposure. And, you know, then they were having thousands of people sign up for these Saturdays where you could help out and like repaint schools or do a garden. It was just people who are looking for opportunity. Sometimes they don't know where it is. So you just have to kind of lead them to it.
They call that they call this the Kristen Shaughnessy effect, where you go on.
I don't know about that, but I'm happy to facilitate if that's what it takes.
Similarly, you blessed the New York City Rescue Commission. What is the hardest part of your job? You love your job. You can see it 100 feet away. Oh, and what? But the first question, what is the last radio job you had 25 years ago?
25 years ago. Well, yeah. I mean, I stayed there for 2 years.
Where were you, radio?
In Newburgh, New York. In fact, I just caught up with the owner of the radio station. He lives in Manhattan, and we just had lunch with his family, and it was just great to reminisce. You know, I made $5 an hour, which we laugh about now. And, you know, I would work crazy hours. I had to bartend on the side. It was, you know, a struggle to make ends meet, so much experience.
What is the call letter for the radio station there in Newburgh?
WGNY. Still there.
Very good. Shout out to WGNY.
Yes.
What is the most pleasurable part of your work?
It's meeting all different people. You know, it's meeting people from all walks of life, telling their stories, having the honor to do that, because it really is an honor to tell someone's story, to get them to trust you enough that you'll do a good job, that you'll tell the story. I've met so many people through the years, and that just feels like such a blessing, honestly.
You know, right. You're great at it, and it looks like you're having a great time, and you are, but at the end of it, you're exhausted.
Well, it's just, I don't want to be the focus, which sounds crazy if you're on TV, but my job is to tell people stories.
Right.
But, you know, there's some people who love the fact that people see them on TV. That's not me. Like, I just want to tell people stories. I think that's important, and I hope I do a good job at it. That's my goal. But at the end of the day, yeah, I'm usually the person sort of in the corner, just kind of hiding and going, hi,
right,
shyly.
Right. And that's journalism well done, in my opinion. Your Acts of Kindness segment is very short, right?
Yes. Yeah. They're about a minute 30 to, I mean, if they go long, it's 2 minutes, but there's usually two stories. So for instance, today I have a couple, they're married on the Upper West Side, and they he is the associate music director for Aladdin on Broadway, and she is a preschool music teacher, and they are providing free music education classes for littles. So, and it's, to see the videos of these kids is incredible. They have a YouTube channel, Songs for Littles, if anyone's interested. But there's a little boy in a wheelchair, and she says, jump. If you're ready for the music, jump up high. So you think, okay, how is he going to jump? Because he's in a wheelchair. And he takes his wheelchair and he does a wheelie with it. And so they're reaching so many kids, and it's just, it's really delightful to watch.
You know, I barely knew that you were on Twitter. But because of this acts of kindness, now mm-hmm. I want to go to your Twitter feed.
Oh, thank you.
See the acts of kindness, because you have example after example after example. So if anyone is watching this and wants to see more of the acts of kindness, Twitter, Kristen Shaughnessy.
Hey, Shaughnessy too. Yeah.
Well, what is the hardest aspect of your job? The thing that is a little bit of a drag, and part of I know your situation is that you have a mild-mannered lawsuit regarding...
Not so mild-mannered, but yeah.
and I know that COVID has affected that in some shape or form, but that begs the question, what is the hardest aspect of your job over the course of time?
I mean, that obviously has been the fight. You know, you feel like you're sort of fighting for your career, and not just for our career, but for all women, even these younger women who are coming behind us. It's an age discrimination and gender lawsuit, because we saw ourselves being sidelined, and there were five of us. There were more, but you know, not everybody's going to agree to participate in this kind of thing. You have to be willing to take a stand. That's how I was raised. If you see something wrong, you have to call it out, but it's not easy. You know, we were told it wasn't going to be easy, and not only were they right, but it might be even harder than we expected.
Is it leaning one way or the other?
We're waiting for a judge to decide if it will go to trial.
I see.
So we certainly hope he agrees it's worthy of going to trial. I think this is an issue that we've heard from women, not only just all over the country and not just in our profession, but in so many professions and all over the world. And we've heard from men too, who say they reach a certain age and then they feel themselves sidelined or pushed out. So I feel like it's this discrimination that you don't even realize would happen until you reach this age, right? So, wow. So, and then if you don't call it out, it's going to keep happening.
Well, good luck with that. Besides the rescue mission, what is one or two charities or activities that you have interviewed about and found out about through your work and have decided, so ooh, I love that so much, and you've gotten involved in it?
Well, there's so many, right? So I try to, you know, the way that I, because we're so busy with our work, as so many people are, that you don't have a ton of time raising kids, whatever. They're older now, so I can do more. But early on, New York Cares, I've mentioned them. I just think what they do is fantastic. And then there's all these community organizations. There was a organization that just worked with community gardens, and they did a lot of work. And remember, at the time, it was probably 20 years ago, they were bulldozing a lot of these community gardens. And so I would host a lot of events for them, and, you know, as they were trying to raise money. So it's really hosting events that's sort of, you know, that's familiar to me.
Sure.
And, you know, I did, there's another one, the Mercy Center, which is in the Bronx, and they help all sorts of families. And so they have this big gala. That's another one. I mean, there's just so many good organizations, and they can be small. They could be 10 people, or they can be huge organizations, but there's so many people doing such good work. So, you know, if anybody asks me, I usually say yes, as long as I can do it. If I can make it work with my schedule, I'll do it. So,
Kristen, you don't see, that's the thing. Someone that is an act of kindness. So you do segments on acts of kindness, but you yourself are an act of kindness.
Oh, thanks. And that's so very nice.
Well, and you have proven it year after year after year.
Thank you.
Have built up New
that
York.
That means a lot. And, thank you.
Well, it's clear as a bell, and I see the similarity between my show, Labors for Neighbors, and your
mm-hmm. I love the name, yeah.
It's very, very, very similar, and so it just begs the question, more of this should be happening. You're doing as much as you possibly can. Keep up the great work. Thank you for being on Labors for Neighbors, and hope to see you soon.
Thank you. I really appreciate it. You know, just in line with what you just said, I just feel like people don't remember, they're not going to remember 10 or 20 years what you did. they're going to remember how you made them feel. Mm. And so for me, that's sort of how we all should be living our life.
Keep up the great work, Kristen.
Thank you very much. Good to see you.
All right. Bye.